Today I'm talking to two architecture graduates, Imogen Atkin and Stephen Caulfield, who have chosen to specialize in green architecture, that is, designing buildings in accordance with ecological principles such as incorporating renewable energy sources or using sustainable timber for flooring. So, Imogen, what does your job actually involve on a daily basis?
Well, because I work for a small company, I get to do loads of different things, often up against very tough deadlines, though I can honestly say these serve to focus my mind. I spend time meeting clients, of course, and drafting building plans in the light of this. The briefs I'm given vary enormously, which keeps me on my toes. Also, I'm known in the firm as a stickler. I like to see that every detail is carried through to the end product. Doubtless builders feel I'm breathing down their necks, but it's essential. Increasingly nowadays, too, I do promotional work like preparing photos for brochures, which I wasn't crazy about initially, but it's really grown on me. It's just another form of artistic output, really.
Let's bring Stephen in here. What skills or personal qualities do you really think are needed in your work?
There are so many. Being able to really listen to clients while balancing that with the ability to explain the potential ecological impact of their ideas. Then being organised, open-minded, and of course able to think on your feet are things that go a long way in this field.
Imogen?
In my view, it's the ability to multitask and constantly prioritise daily and even hourly, which counts. It's also crucial to have a can-do attitude and be able to think up green fixes to problems that occur on building projects. But it's not just about having these innovative ideas. You have to accept that you must do whatever it takes to achieve them, however dull and routine parts of the processes are.
Interesting. So, Stephen, what do you enjoy most about your job?
That's a tricky one. Of course, it's a good feeling when a project comes in on time and without going over the projected costs. It's creating sustainable homes and workplaces that both do what's required and are aesthetically pleasing that does it for me, though. And then, as a result, you get internal commendation from your boss and co-workers on a task well done. Any compliments from grateful clients are an added bonus.
Are there any common misconceptions about your type of work?
Well, some people seem to think that since we draw up plans on computer, we can simply alter a design with a click of the mouse and then walk away. I wish it was that straightforward. As it is, it can take ages to incorporate even small amendments into the system.
And so it's still useful to be able to sketch something on the spot to show clients or suppliers. Another thing people are convinced about is that sustainable design won't cost the same as conventional design. So it's part of our job to make clients aware that being green nowadays, though it demands fresh design concepts, needn't be a more expensive option.
So, Imogen, what changes do you expect to see in the future in your profession?
Obviously, technology is constantly changing in our business, as it is everywhere else. We've got software now that allows us to talk to each other and work together virtually, wherever we happen to be, so we can liaise more easily with clients and partners. Then, because the work of the design team is becoming so integrated, there are bound to be fewer slip-ups. This is going to be the huge advantage for our clients in the future, with buildings offering far fewer nasty surprises.
And Stephen, what advice would you give to someone who's interested in working in your field?
Get as much exposure to the day-to-day stuff as you can, whether through a short holiday placement in a design firm or working as a labourer on a building site over the summer. And keep your eyes open. Check out how the professionals do certain things, whether they're related to design techniques, how to treat clients, or handling on-site issues like late delivery of supplies. And then you can decide if it's right for you.